You got all the leftover cookies from upstairs?
We needed a sugar rush.
Hmm?
We needed a sugar rush to get us going.
I should have ordered this yesterday. Didn't mean to go over.
Who was that taking the picture?
I'm saving five.
The guy in the
How
blue?
About Monday? How about Monday?
I don't know.
Call me Monday. Thank you, sir. Bye.
Okay. Now the motion, there's no motion on the floor, right?
There's a motion on the floor with no seconds yet.
Okay, well, let me modify this here real fast. Here, I got to correct something. This makes our assessor sound, he's not bad. I did, once I went back and said, compared to 06, because the increases were actually the end of, we wouldn't see the increases in 07, there's only 1,100 versus the 10,000. And I'm not saying, actually I'm going to withdraw my motion just for some discussion here, just so we can talk. My question is, do we want to, the increase, obviously, if we send an if we increase anything, there has to be an increase notice sent out, and everyone has to have an opportunity to appeal the increase.
They can't appeal after the tax books are done, if you'll allow it.
Okay.
We're going to have to allow it if we increase now.
I agree.
So they just let you know, any increase that we're talking about would obviously allow another appeal session come through.
And the schools will not know what money that she's certified to them.
But you'd only have 1,100 appeals if there's only, well, or well, however many you increase.
Whatever the increase is. No. Okay.
I decreased 10,000 lands.
Yeah, and
I
took the lands out of the picture here.
Okay,
so.
For sake of discussion, rather than make a motion right now, I'm going to throw out another semi-motion. There are 8,760 parcels with structures in the county that have gone up less than 10% in appraised value since 2005.
Based off my report. Thanks.
Based on this report here. That being the case, and trying to bring everything more in line with everybody paying their fair share, where that's what we've been talking about, we have the inequity right now. My proposal, or what I would like to maybe make a motion, is that on those parcels with structures, and there are 985 vacant properties, discounting what was the decisions made in BOE and discounting splits or new construction going on the books due to something, that we raise those properties, and this is open, 8%, 10%, I'm throwing this open for discussion, we raise those properties. That'd be right at 1,000 properties, a little over, 10,000. I don't feel that we would probably get, when we send out the letters, probably 1% maybe back that want to, you know, come in and talk about it. And out of those, probably a lot of them could be handled before they ever come to another BOE.
Clarification, the report I ran, just for Dave's, was a time period from 05 to current, to 09. Okay?
And then the second part of it would be, to kind of go along a little bit with Jim and his thoughts on it, where I was at 25%, we cut in half all increases that were given for this year, for 2009.
If you give an increase of 10% or less, even if James has them at 100%, say there's one or two or all of them that are at 100%, 110% would still be compliant, although they would have too much value. They'd still be compliant, and they could come in and appeal that and show that they were at 110% and get it down to 100%.
Well, we've got a lot of them out there that's more than 110%.
You're talking 8%? Are you talking 6%?
I'm throwing this out for the, without making a motion, I'm throwing it out for discussion, and maybe we can kind of come to a conclusion here, and then I'll make it into a motion once. I don't want to make a motion at a certain percent.
You'd have 1,500 condos in.
Hmm?
You would have 1,500 condos come.
Come in. Sure. They would get an increase.
Right, because they didn't get an increase based on the market.
So
I wouldn't sit out there and stay away when the market was there showing the assessor that they shouldn't be increased or slightly decreased in areas.
Okay.
Those 1,500 would come, and I wouldn't, I mean, that's just pretty okay. Well sure. These are associations, as you can see, associations have pretty good power.
Well, make sure I understand something before your number here, because I just learned something before the break here. If it's an 05, really the increase was from 04 to 05, right? So I should have ran the report from 04 to 09 to capture the 05, 07 cycles. So your numbers may be off, Dave, because
okay.
I ran a number, you know, just a second ago from 07 to 09, which is wrong. It should have been 06 to 09. Okay. Let me rerun that number if
all
I
right.
can,
okay.
just because.
While he's doing that, you mentioned compliance. What are you talking about?
If
or
perfect,
03.
Perfect is 100% of true market value. Everybody can agree on true market value 100%. In IAAO standards, which the State Tax Commission have never adopted but said they go by, says that you have to be within 10% of that true market value at 100%. So you're if at 90, you're compliant. At 89, you're not. At 110, you're within 10%, you're compliant. At 111, you're not. So if you increase somebody that's perfect because they haven't gotten a raise since 04 or 05, then what you've done is you've raised them to 110 and you're still compliant, yet they can still come in and complain and say they're too high and they need to come down to the 100%. So you're not putting yourself out of compliance with that increase, and you're allowing them the opportunity to come in and say that they're too high. But if you've got somebody that's under 100%, you're bringing them 10% higher and closer toward that 100% level.
Right, but the problem you're going to have also is if you've got somebody at 90 and 91 in compliancy and decide, hey, I'm going to raise you a little more because I need to, they're compliant now and you're fixing to give them another jolt.
To 101, and they can come in and say, you got me too high, and we can knock them down a point or two and get them perfect.
But to talk about what you're saying, you've got to have a value, right? I mean, what value are you using for the number?
The current assessed value. If somebody is assessed
if
right
they
now.
If they haven't been increased since 04.
See, it's not going to be fair to people because of me alone.
Well, you know that values on property in Taney County went wasn't up from 04 to 07.
The state has raised me all those cycles,
right?
But and I'm not going to receive an increase because I got raised those cycles, and why would that be fair to people?
You can't do James, and James is a BOE, and that would be considered because he said he won't change anything happening and it's gone before BOE. We've already put yours before BOE.
Well, I want mine higher if everybody else has got to be higher. I've always done it that way.
I'm just thinking what the motion was.
I can't see how it could be fair in any way, fashion, or form. One thing that you do is you're fixing to take and across the board figure out that you're going to raise everybody whatever percentage you're going to. Let's just use the 10% figure. And then those people that decide that they want to come in and argue before us and we lower theirs back down whenever we don't have uniformity then on everybody that's in their area. You've just totally did exactly opposite of what we're here for.
The only reason we'd have to lower somebody back down if they came in would be if they could prove that the market value was less than what we raised it to. And if they have not had an increase since 04.
Of more than 10%.
Of more than 10%. With rare, rare exception, was there anybody whose value did not go up during that period to where that it's at least what this raise will bring it up to? I don't think there will be a tenth of 1% or a hundredth of 1% that would have an argument that their property is worth less than what we appraised it at based on those figures.
Dave, I'm afraid what we're going to get into, there's probably 8 to 10% of the properties went down in that time frame, justifiably so, such as ravines, and you've seen areas that you guys have had lower than minimums that's going to be affected from this. You're going to have to exempt them out some way.
If they were in there, I said these were exempt.
Right, but you, that we probably got $300, $530 properties that's been lowered.
Okay.
Roads, parcels of that nature.
But if it's been lowered under 100%, we didn't touch them.
Lowered under 100%. I see what you're saying.
The criteria we put in here was...
So if it's under 100% value, if some reason we reduced it below the 100% value since 04, then what we've done is basically saying that there's been an exception somewhere and don't override that exception.
And they're not in that increase. If they received a reduction since 04, they're not in the increase. It's just if they didn't get a 10% increase
over that time period.
Over that time period, and they didn't receive a reduction, they get the increase.
If somebody had a $10,000 value in 2007, they came in BOE,
and once again, this is not no land.
Right.
Ravines don't count. It was
lowered to let's say even on land, if it was $10,000 in 2007, and they came in and it was lowered to $530 during the summer BOE of 07, based on this query. It starts at 100%, so any property that fell below the 04 value that he put in here would not come up on that.
See, I think what we're fixing to do, and I don't know, this is starting to get out of the realm of using the sales, might as well be thrown out and stuff, but you go to Pro Tem Missouri, where land should not have been raised since 1985 to today, in many subdivisions down there,
mm-hmm.
Where does that put these folks? We're fixing to give them a raise?
It. Didn't touch it.
They didn't get a raise.
But we're not even talking about land in here. No land.
Structures.
Structures only.
Houses down there in Pro Tem Missouri, they didn't need to be raised for the past 50 years.
I'm telling you guys, what we see every day, you're fixing to raise some structures that sometimes I have to close my eyes to write down to put them on the books, guys. Well, we're fixing to raise some barns that's fallen in that we've got storage units. You're fixing to raise the houses that we decreased because they've become storage units.
If they decreased, they're not a part of this.
Yeah, I know, but we got a partial by partial review to sort that out. We've got to do more than just do it on paper. My office is going to have to sort that out. We've got to see that we lowered a house in 2002 or 2003 that should never be increased again. And there's many of them out
okay,
there.
Okay, but if it's 03, we didn't touch it either.
Huh?
If it's 03, we didn't.
Didn't get an increase over the years.
04 to the present, if it got a reduction, it's not included in those to get the increase. It's only if it stayed at the same value or increased to a level less than 10% that they're going to do something to it. And it would take... If they do it from the statistics, it would take nothing from your office. It would be simply an application of the parcel number, and then they would receive their increase notice, and they could come in and say, this 10% increase, and it wasn't my idea, I'm just explaining, 10% increase.
Boy's quick to say that. He said that three times. It wasn't my idea.
I don't say it's a bad idea either.
You're consistent, Bob.
He is consistent, Chuck. That is true.
Are you consistent? I don't know what you're trying to do. I'll wait and listen before I guess I have to take the order no matter what. But I'm truly concerned that, first of all, we've proven a little bit wrong with some statistics that's been laid out there right here today in a matter of an hour running the statistics that I've not raised anything. I've just sat around.
If the statistics, if my data is wrong, then that parcel would not apply. But if that parcel didn't get touched, then we're not saying we're going to identify the parcel numbers. What we're saying is, if it hasn't, that's all I'm saying.
I know.
I mean, it may come out to zero if I've got bad data. I don't think I have that bad.
No, you don't have.
And the reason that you were saying that while ago about the data that was wrong was because he failed to put in the right
year.
I know.
Year.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And when he corrected that, yes, it cut it by 90%. But on this, he just ran it again when we put 04 instead of 05, which made the 05 change, and it drastically changed it from 8,760 parcels to 8,614.
So it's 100 more parcels, 150 less parcels.
50, yeah, 150 less. So, I mean, that's not a whole lot.
Now, this is what we should have started on by June 15th, not the last day.
You don't like that?
But I think it's important that we consider. I mean, I think we should consider.
Well, my thoughts is, be talking about the whether it's 58% or the 75% that was brought up yesterday. James says it's more towards 95%. But if we raise these parcels a little bit and we cut in half the increases and then we've got the new construction and everything, we're at least bringing everything more in line. It's spreading the load of taxes over the whole county, rather than trying to put it on all the big increases or in the new construction versus some other.
I'm not questioning what you're saying and what you're trying to do. I'm questioning, out of the numbers you come up with, does 50% of those people never deserve a raise as long as we're appraising property in Taney County?
They could certainly.
And I'm afraid that's going to show up on this list.
They could sure come in and argue it, couldn't they? I mean,
well, to me, you're the professional that should judge that sort of thing, James.
Well, we have.
But has his
but evidently you've missed some.
But you're saying pro tem and everything. Has pro tem not improved their fire district over the last 5 or 6 years, where they're getting more services down there? You know, in that regard, and that's part of the taxes is for fire protection.
Has there been any reason to raise a lot?
We're not talking lots. We're talking structures. We've said that about three times now. We're talking structures.
We're going to work these numbers over again, Jim.
You better.
Well, I'm looking. I think the list you're coming up with is barns, sheds, storage buildings.
If it is, then those can be taken out. We're talking.
Do you want me to take those out? I mean, we can be very specific and say res, only res. We could say res and double wides.
The problem, res is classification to out garages and different things, guys. I'm thinking our numbers are.
No, you have garages separate. You have garages. GAR is a separate classification with garage if it's detached.
Okay.
And you have carport as a separate. We could take those off. But if it's a res only, we can sort by res only if we wanted to.
That's what you need to do if that's what you're concerned about.
I mean, there's different classifications. I mean, obviously, there's barns, which.
Structures, yeah. I'm trying to refer mainly to residential.
We've got res, we've got condos, we could include in that, duplexes, right?
Fourplexes, anything, would all fall in as far as it was residential.
Limits and res, condos.
I mean, and is there commercial that falls into it?
No, this is only a residential query here. I mean, we could.
Why can't you just say residential properties?
Well, because then you're not including the duplexes.
They're dupes.
And there's some condos that haven't been raised.
Well, they should be in there.
Well, that's what you're trying to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, but warehouses? What about warehouses? There is some residential warehouses.
But what James was saying, that when you put in.
Don't include those?
Only. It could include just a barn on a piece of property.
You're not liking this at all, are you, Chuck?
I don't like raising them at all.
Okay. I'm
surprised James is hollering that they're okay to start with.
He's not saying
that a long time ago.
Oh, he's not saying that either.
I said that a long time ago. That
how do you classify mine?
I don't agree with
what?
How do you classify mine? It's a duplex in a condo association.
I'd have to see how they
classify.
I don't know.
I was thinking about how bad a guy I was. And I'm thinking about Kerry Walden's appraisal and the way they presented it on the board and what people's told me over the last 2 or 3 days.
I don't know how you can sleep.
I didn't sleep a wink last night. So what I would like to recommend to this board, it seems like we're really hung up. If they claim, Mrs. Walden claims that there's a difference in uniformity and wants to make that argument, and it appears she has sold that argument to many people here because it just keeps getting deeper and deeper. I would recommend to this board that we take my sales study at 89% as I've showed this board, take their numbers that we have condos at 98.6, because I'm pretty proud of those numbers. I'm really proud that I'm getting that close to appraisal. And then if we want to go with the uniformity game, saying, hey, that the res is at 89, the condos are at 98, we have to draw them closer together, I'm recommending a 6% decline in all those appeals that she brought in as condominium values to justify her uniformity argument she made to this board. But I do believe the numbers that I presented this board is correct. I've supplied them to you at 89%. I'm not willing to drop down and say Taney County's at any 69 and 70% when I know that's false. But I would be willing, if you want to accept the uniformity, and that would be getting a 6% decline, that would draw them down to 92 and the res is at 89 or 90. And that's inclusive of the condos that Mr. Paulson got the look from Mrs. Walden. Did you include condos in the studies to get the uniformity numbers?
Dan Reuter said no, they didn't.
And Dan Reuter said no, they didn't. And I would be willing to try to resolve this issue at drawing a uniformity, as has been argued here before this board.
Well, there's no way I would go with the idea of like just lowering the people that she's got into giving her $300 a piece to come in.
You might see a motion, I would say, that might extend it on into condos. It's, if that's the argument of uniformity, seems to be a lot of time spent on it. And you heard me yesterday, the points that I disagreed with.
Well, that's all I've heard for the last several months, and is from that. That's the reason all this money's been withheld, is because we were not equally compliant, that residential property was way too low. And when she presented that argument, that didn't persuade me a whole lot more. I'm looking at yours, too, but I'm saying there's got to be a balance there somewhere. If you're saying that, where is all this trouble came in over the last couple of years?
When they specifically pull out a subclass day, any county in the state of Missouri can automatically fail if you pull it from the low side of the median, and I believe they have, and that's been our argument all along. I know you have looked at and said, well, why is this one like this? Well, that don't fit mass appraisal practices. We do everybody the same. It just happens. We can't judge. Mr. Ruda said yesterday, these are toy. There's toy value involved. And, of course, I specifically said, how much is that toy value? And I'm supposed to apply it to everybody else in this county. And I know I'm not. But I would recommend to this board, it may not be acceptable on their part once they get it. But I can see, by using numbers, I'm not a goofy, stupid man as I act sometimes. But we can say they argued uniformity. We recognize a uniformity problem, and we can take the numbers that's on record and try to resolve this issue. That's my recommendation to this board.
I can't buy it.
Well, the one she presented is not my overall problem. You know, that's just a few of them.
I'd be totally again taking what she presented and only doing those individuals of 400 some odd condo owners and not addressing the whole problem. Just because of
my recommendations to do it to the entire condo setup, and I will do the work and get it done.
Well, that's, I think that, to be fair and equal to everybody, that we can't just take because an attorney comes up here and throws a bunch of figures out that absolutely, we looked at charts yesterday that were off the scale, that didn't mean anything. according to the numbers that you guys have come up with today, they don't even match anything she had up there yesterday.
I'm not going a whole lot of bases on anything she put up there yesterday. Yeah.
The evidence that was presented in all the condo cases, including admitted by Mr. Ruta and Karen Walden, was that the assessor was at 98 or 100%, between 97 and 100% of what those condos are actually worth. That's not the problem. The problem, which is not an equitability problem, is the increase that they've received in 1 year, which is sticker shock, okay? But that doesn't mean that they're not paying what they ought to be paying. The problem is the people who aren't up at 100%, and you've got to try to gather who isn't at 100%, and they presented evidence of, depending on whether you took the MLS at 59%, the other non-condo residential, or if you took the sales letter study that they did at 75%. But again, Mr. Ruta said that it wasn't statistically justified or valid. It wasn't a valid statistical study, but it certainly showed a trend. So, anyway.
I don't think so either. I asked the question, did she use the mean or the median? She said the arithmetic mean.
She said median, I thought.
She said median.
She said median.
Did she say median?
Yes, she did.
Now, what I'm trying to present here,
James, if you want
is
to
keeping us in compliance and not taking such a drastic slash as slashing somebody 30 and 40%, then we know we're driving ourselves out of compliance when we do it. We're particularly driving ourselves out of compliance. What I've suggested here keeps us in compliance and does, I granted it's not slashing some, but as you are well aware of, all my values have been proved correct. When it comes to the condominiums, they have been proven by Mr. Ruta saying I'm at 98.6%.
So
good on.
Let me extrapolate what he said, because I ran that in this report also. So, for example, if a property was increased in this example to 132% of the 08 previous year value, taking what James is saying, it would be the increase, instead of being 132, the increase would be 124. It's a percent of the increase, so it's not 6% across the board. It's an applied 6% to the basically to the new assessed value. That's kind of, there's a ratio, but anyway, that's explaining. So in that scenario, you'd be a reduction of about 8%. There's another. I mean, the bigger the increase, the bigger percent decrease you would see. So for those property owners, for example, that let me find one here that's bigger here. So this property that was increased 242%, it would be reduced to 228 or 20-some percent. So it's not just 6% across the board. I want to make sure everyone, it's not 6% across the board. It's a reduction based off the new assessed value.
Right.
Correct?
Right.
Okay.
We're still dealing in theory that I still don't know, even after working 2 years on this board, what is the true market value. It's what you should be able to sell it at. But that's in people's minds.
It's not an exact science. You've got to try your best to come up with that value. We've said it a million times that a willing buyer would pay to a willing seller given a reasonable period of time when neither one of them had to either buy or sell, and they're not related parties. On January 1st of the tax year, 2009.
And we know that I'm pretty close on condos, because how many appraisals have we brought?
Well, why are we talking about lowering 30%? If you told me that you thought my condo should be lowered in taxes, I think you were crazy.
Lowered in assessed value?
I wouldn't accept a cut, because I think I'm paying, I have doubts that,
but everybody else in your establishment will get it, because that's what you guys have proposed.
Well, we were proposing that there be a cap at least on what it was.
Well, a cap is cutting. The cap you're proposing is cutting it.
Limit the cap?
When it's at 60% and you say we're going to roll them back to 25, you've lost 40% value and driving me into non-compliance. That's my goal, is to protect Taney County citizens from the state tax commission.
How many people do you think really, if just for now, if you take 25 or 30% and you just cut off only those people who were charged a higher portion than that?
Which is that?
I don't think there'd be too many. Say more than 25.
But then somebody that got a 25% increase would be paying the same increase as somebody that got a 70% increase, and they were both at 100% of market value.
See, I would still...
Maybe.
Yeah, no, it's not a ratio. It's no maybe too.
Is a fact.
I mean, the only way if you want to try to ease the increased burden that we're all experiencing, because I don't think anyone's questioning the accuracy of the assessed value of what James has put on the condos. I believe it's within the 10% range.
We'd have to cut the increase by 30%.
If you cut the increase, then that lightens the blow evenly to everyone who got the increase. That's the only way to be equitable or fair to everybody, is that you'd have to either reduce it by 50% or reduce it by 40% or whatever is the only way to do it fairly to all. Because like if we say, okay, we cap it at 25%, well, whoever got a 24% increase would be upset compared to the person who got a 50% increase because he didn't get his lowered at all.
I agree with that. So cutting it in half, like you said, would be something to that for everybody. You know,
if we're going to talk about cutting, I'd much rather see something that's fair across the whole board, but with the understanding that the next assess cycle, the encouragement is that we pick up the remaining difference.
As long as values haven't gone
down. Understanding that we're jeopardizing our position with the state tax commission.
Yeah, you're pretty well nailing the coffin shut if you do such a thing.
Well, I just don't think there's going to be that many of them. But what are we in that outlandish bracket?
Is this Board of Equalization, are we dead set on getting out of compliance? I mean, is that what we're talking about?
We hear that on one hand, and we hear that don't worry about the compliance on the other, and that they're going to do it whether we do anything or not.
I know. But what I'm saying is...
Did you read your letter I got?
Did you?
You've been told that I can't do it. This says I did.
In commercial. In
my field. I can do it, and I think I've got it done without the knockout punch. I think I've got it done. And I think they will prove that when they come here to do the testing.
Here's the thing that I'm thinking. Here we are, this board, that have spent hours and hours and hours talking about these issues. And the people that are trying to cut our throats are sitting up there on their fat hind ends and letting us make the decision when the people that are involved in the increases have the opportunity to go to that state tax commission and argue their case, and they may cut it more than what you boys are wanting to cut the price, but they may not. The people may see, and what I'm afraid of is exactly what James said earlier. When you turn the state tax commission loose on these individuals back here that say they've been singled out, and they raise them another 30 or 40%, which can happen. We've dealt with the dirty dogs. We know what kind of people they are. And we know who has kept our money with one individual. When we go up there, then I don't understand why this board wants to take the responsibility of doing that when they have the opportunity to appeal on. And listen, you won't have to sit here near as long. You meet in a room with one person, the evidence is presented, and he makes a decision. But that seems to be not what everybody wants. Everybody wants to get on a high horse and ride it and get to the point to where they want to accuse everybody of doing something wrong instead of having taxes. And we, as a commission, and the assessor have dealt with these people for 4 or 5 years. This is not a new thing when you go up there and they lie to you. But now whenever they fix your taxes and they write it down on a piece of paper, that's the way it's going to be. Then you have an argument. Then you can come back to this board in 2011. We can, if you're not satisfied, we can lower it at that point. You can take it back to them.
Won't lie, I'd like to be compliant for 0809. It would be nice, but
Are we going to get our money, Bob? If we're not,
you're right.
The State Tax Commission. I don't care what meeting they have, what meeting we've been in. The final word of the whole meeting: market value is the goal. We don't care how you get there. So when we go to cutting and slashing 25% and 30% away from market value, we're not getting there. And I believe Jim can say, he's heard him say, market value is the goal. Bob Paulson definitely can say it.
Oh yeah, they've said it. They prefer, yep, we strive for, excellent, what is it, perfect.
Perfect.
We strive for perfect. But they also say in the same breath, which is State Tax Commission, if you can't achieve perfect, go for equitable and fair.
Right.
And they've also said,
so instead of a 25% or 30% cut, a 25% or 30% increase is at least trying to get us there also.
Well, that's a theory. What I'm telling you, what I have proposed to you, does not come close to getting us out of non-compliancy. We are still compliant. No doubts. But what you are proposing with those kind of cuts, we're definitely out of compliance.
So, are we proposing it from two directions? One being, how many people are willing to increase all those that haven't had an increase and then work off the parameters? Or two, those that are willing to cut everybody?
Well, when
are we out of compliance?
Have a discussion on that?
Well, we're not getting paid, Chuck. The answer would be,
I know that. Are we out of compliance?
We don't know.
We don't know.
Until we're talking about getting out of compliance, but we don't know that we're in or we're out. How do we know that it's going to take us out?
Before lunch, I said, let's not think about what the State Tax Commission is going to do or not do to us, because we have no idea.
I agree.
Okay, so once again,
we're talking about compliance and what it's going to do.
Again, if we go outside of the BOE, the people that appeal, and we go out there to try to equalize, don't we have to do a little of both, increase and decrease?
It's only to be fair.
If we stay within the BOE and those people who have actually appealed to BOE, I see no problem with, depending on which argument you buy, if you buy the 59 or the 75, again, not statistically valid necessarily, and they didn't add in the condos with the residential, but whatever that percentage comes out to, if you use the sales letters at 75% and average those with the 98% from the condos, whatever that percentage comes out to, which is somewhere in between those two figures, based on only those people that have come in, you can certainly say, based on uniformity, you can go to that average for that residential classification and put them at that percentage of their true market value. I mean, that would be legally sustainable, but you'd have to believe the evidence that was presented to you, and I'm not telling you what evidence to believe.
What's a little difficult in the sales letter analysis, they're right here in my hand as we speak, compared to the ratio of the assessor's office. That 59% that was referred to and 70 is 91. I don't know how they've got the 72. Right there's the, she said she got it from our database and our sales ratio study, from our IS department. Here they are. Right here in my hand.
Yours on an average?
Yeah.
Okay, and she took, I think what she said, or what Mr. Ruta said.
91, 97.
What Mr. Ruta said is they took every 10th sale.
Oh, that's
MLS.
A possibility if they dropped one out and happened to hit a bad roll.
And yeah. Then they took every 5th, and I can't speak to what they did. I'm just repeating what I said. that using the MLS that they came up with 59% for non-residential, non-condo residential, and they came up with 98% for condo residential. But then he said he used the sales letters, and I don't know how he did that randomly, or maybe he used all of the sales letters.
Why would you use them randomly when you got the whole book in your hand? Why would you drop sales letters out for comparables when you got the whole book?
They only used the 2007 something I've got written down here. And that was a question I had.
Why don't you sales letters use 2009? They're available right here.
The sales letters from 2007 is what she...
Well, sure.
They didn't use the 2008.
Yeah, because reassessment had occurred and they didn't want to use the 2008.
It occurred in 2007.
Right there they are, 2006, 2009, and these numbers over here are MLSs. My sales prices...
No, I'm talking about the sales letters that come back from customers.
Yeah.
They used the 2000 letters that came into us in 2007 after the letter went out in 2007.
I can go get mine. I can tell you what they took because they come out of my system.
I'm not arguing with you.
I know you are.
What she said, my remembrance of what she said, I'm going to try to find it here, is that... By using the sales letters was the, I thought it was the 58%, and they used actual sales from MLS to come up with the 75.
There's the sales right there, Dave.
So, I'm talking about what they used.
I know.
You were saying that they, I thought you were saying it was the opposite.
No, there's the MLS sales. Okay. The letter we get in is what somebody sold their property for. There's what I've got it appraised for, and there gives it the percentage. I don't know where she came up with those numbers. That's what disturbed me yesterday. Right here it says 91, they're saying 59 and 61, or 71, or 70. And I'm willing to take my numbers.
Well, if we had that and take away the 1.0 plus,
right,
then it would change that.
Sure.
There's one in there that's valued at $495,000 and the sales was $210,000
right.
in the house. So it's more than double.
Sure.
But you take away anything that it's over 105%, let's say.
Right.
And it's going to lower the 91 a little bit. It's not going to lower it to 75.
Right, but when you take away the 105 in the studying sales ratios and statistics, you got to drop down and take away so many 55s and 60s. When you go to removing from a study, you've got to remove the same amount from both ends to come up with a comparable median and mean, of a true median and mean. You can't take it all from one side. You can't take... If I pulled 100 of these 1,200... from the low side, my median would increase. But you don't do that unless you take 100 from the high side of a median and mean.
But you throw one property in there that sold for $100,000 and you put it on the books at $1 million, it's going to change the values.
Not the median.
So.
Not the median. It'll change your mean, but it will not change your median.
It may change it slightly, but the median will remain about where it is.
Sure, the median won't change with highs and lows. That's why the state relies on medians. That's why Kerry relies on the median. Your mean can change. Yeah, you can take and put a million or two in here, and you'll change the mean by a tremendous amount.
Well,
but these are not...
Median, I'm kind of the old school. I just go add up those columns and figure out how much difference there is one toward the other. And
that's
the old-fashioned way.
That's the way. See, my mean in here is 97. My median is 91. My coefficient of dispersion is excellent. It's a 1.05, and my weighted mean's at 0.92.
The only thing I'd go by is sum, S-U-M.
Yeah.
Sum of the total, and that's all I learned to do in school. And
I know.
I just add up the columns and look at it.
It's right there, the median, mean, the whole deal. Yeah, I don't know where the numbers
are. Why don't we just start up here on this board, and we've got people from Taneycomo Terrace, we've got Kerry's argument and everything. Start right up here on that board, and let's go right through those deals, because we're not accomplishing a thing, gentlemen.
I don't want to deal with that, because that's a small sampling of, I believe, the bigger problem.
I agree.
So
we can satisfy everybody here, you know, and get out of here, but we haven't done the whole county a favor because there's other people. I mean, we've got a problem all across, you know, a wider spread, in my opinion.
That's what I've heard, but then I see that the 98% of the condos are right. I see that 89% of the residential is right. in studies. I mean, we look at studies, and then they'll bring studies in that says something else, and then you pull right straight off of our county stuff that they're claiming. That's what they're using, but it's definitely not what they're not using every number in there.
James, you've been, and sometimes rightly so, very defensive about, you know, what you've done.
Sure.
That's your job.
That's my job.
All right. But there's one group I think you've got to admit that you screwed up on. A few of them, not very many, but a few of them. If somebody gets, in order to bring them supposedly into compliance, 50, 75, 100, or 200% tax increase, you screwed up back before to leave that much to make up.
It's not money in my pocket.
No?
It's money in theirs.
But some of them didn't even own that property back when it was assessed way too low.
When it was tested in 05, Dr. Rhodes, and I've tried to explain that time and time again, and I can walk up to my office and get them, there was 9 condos out of 35 said I was at 50% value. The same ratios that's telling us what we're doing all the way through.
Are these the 9 ones that are screaming the most? Maybe they are.
Which means that they were paying 50% less taxes.
That they were paying, should the residential people be able to walk in here and say, that's not fair. For 2005, I want a refund because residential was at 88, condos was at 50. Turn the shoe, turn it around. Turn it around.
I don't know if these are the same people who had it, though, when it was a good deal.
I'll go see what I can find. I bet I can find it.
Jim.
Yes, sir.
I don't think that's important at all myself, so you can go get it if you want, but I'm not going to.
Can you do your wills with?
There's no nothing about that that means a thing.
Well,
since 99.
The same thing.
I don't go back to 99, sir.
All right.
The data I've got goes back to 01.
That's what I wanted, 01.
But that doesn't include the increases of 01, so it'd have to be 2000, and I don't have that.
That's right.
Okay.
I'd be curious to know.
I don't know that residential was right.
In the county.
You know, 5 years ago, we were talking about that.
It'd have to be from 03.
I can't hear that.
Okay. Too many people talking over each other, please.
Chuck, go ahead.
What's how many parcels in the county
since
01 have had, well, I think that everybody got the 6%. Other than the 6% increase, how many have not had any increases?
From 01 to current.
To
09.
Well, I guess you could do it.
I got to have a range. 01 to...
You could do 01 to 06.
06?
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't have... You would have missed reassessment of 07 by one day.
Let's do all the way to 09.
Okay.
That's what I did a while ago, except it was 03 through... That's the figures I had here.
Let me go all the way back.
It was, I mean, 04, I mean.
Got any hold music?
You'd have to start with...
And I you only it, had how many?
8,700.
That was
have
only...
Have had less than a 10% increase, but no decrease. That's from... That's either the same or less than 10% increase since 2004 through 2009 reassessment. There was 8,000...
And that doesn't mean that their starting value was correct. They're just talking about what their increase was.
They probably were too high.
And that may be.
That may be. Guys, we sit and watch, listen to IAAO PhD give a speech. He writes the rules for IAAO. He said any values you go to looking at prior to 2008 is going to skew 09 reassessment. Now, Bob, you sit right there and listen to the man say that. And here we are trying to determine studies 8 and 7 and 6 and 5 years ago, and I don't think there's a certified appraiser in the room. I don't think there's a certified appraiser in the room. Kenny Davis is as close as we've got to knowing whether a piece of property needed to be changed in 01 every year to 09. But what does that have to do with 09 when IAAO says it has nothing to do with it, but we sit here and think it does in some way? I don't understand.
It's just my opinion that any property that did not go up during that 5 or 6 year period unless it was some exception as to why it didn't go up, with rare exception, values went up in this county a lot more than 10% during that five-year period.
Do you think all Oakmonts went up?
No land. We're throwing land out.
That's where we're getting messed up. We're trying to do studies and do just like what's happened with us. We're trying to subclass, subclass, and subclass. You cannot do it that way to determine value. Oakmont itself has 3,000 lots. I'll guarantee you 1,500 of those lots should not have been raised from 1985 to current.
They're not in there. That's
I know.
Okay.
I know, but we're not studying that part of we're breaking down to vacant lands. Dave is referring to real estate. Dave is referring to real estate values. We're all thinking real estate values. Oakmont lots, they are real estate, guys.
But we're also, I understand, and I don't want to argue with you.
I know.
But the Oakmont value of the lands, right. I believe are current. It was at $500, they're a membership lot. That's why you shouldn't take those into consideration. They are what they are. They're on the side of a hill, not buildable. That's why it would skew this study horribly. That's why we basically, and some of the land out in Pro Tem and out in the eastern side that's residential, there's no additional value to those.
I don't believe you can hire a certified appraiser to appraise my property at what it's on the books today, and my house was built in 1985. And I don't believe that it would be worth any more than it was right now in 2004. Yes, you've got particular properties. We've got boom and bust in lots of places, but we've got a lot more bust that gets into these studies that I don't think right.
Chuck, what was your question? I've got the comparisons. What do you want me to tell you?
Well, I guess Dave maybe already asked it, but I'd like to know how many properties in that period of time got increased. The only increase was the 6%.
So it would be from one. So starting at 100% to the value at 01.
Here, let me say it this way. What I've seen, I've said this before and gave you a document, but what I've seen since 99 until the 07 increase, I've seen many, many properties that have had no value change, which is what Dave just said pretty much. That's what I'd like to know.
Okay, and we're not including mobile homes, single wides, or are we including single wides?
And this is relevant to an 09 value.
Well, mobile homes are going to devalue anyway. They're going to depreciate on the property, so mobile homes probably shouldn't be.
That makes it a little more difficult to take
leave
out.
Them in.
Leave them in for this discussion.
We're talking about increase, not decrease. So.
There was quite a bust in 95. Quite an explosion
like
of real estate
08.
Values.
Can you stop at 08?
I would like to know what increased from 1991 through 1997. What does it have to do with 2009?
1428. Okay, so I'm starting at 100%, so that means
91
they were
to 97, nobody's asked that.
Okay.
I just did.
So right now I have a percent of increase from 01 to 09. Okay. So I have values of like there's a barn with a garage hasn't had an increase since 2001. What do you want me to? What range do you want me to go from 100% to what? No increase.
He said 6%.
6%. So
we use 7 so that it covers it. Whatever.
So that to 107%. You're saying.
And can you just do it to 08? Because if you did it to 09, that...
The current assessment.
That's the current assessment. I don't want the current assessment.
Okay, you don't want the current assessment. Let me fix that. Sorry.
01 to 08.
And just take an extra minute.
Let's take an extra 5 minutes for a break.
Okay.
Oh, Kim. Finished.